Not very good generalship on Grant's part, but the Confederates did not prove able to take advantage of it, because for the one time in the war, Robert E. Lee was incapacitated by illness. You often read that he was ill at Gettysburg, heart problems at Gettysburg that might have affected his generalship. There's only one time in the war when we can be certain that Lee's health played a major role on a battlefield, and that is at the North Anna in late May 1864. Lee knew that Grant was vulnerable, but he was literally confined to his cot for key periods, could not get up and command the army, and the fact that his subordinates were not trustworthy in his view, Hill and Ewell, or were unknown quantities, Anderson, meant that Lee was not willing to entrust a major tactical offensive to any of them. If Jackson had been there, he would have given it to Jackson. If Longstreet had been there, he would have allowed Longstreet to do it. But the fact was, he didn't have anyone on whom he could rely, and this great potential opportunity for the Army in Northern Virginia passed in late May. Grant eventually disengaged and moved on southward once again. By the end of May, the two armies found themselves opposite each other on the old 7 Days battlefield, or very near the old 7 Days battlefield of Gaines's Mill. They were literally occupying part of the same ground that they had occupied just about exactly 2 years before. They're just a few miles outside Richmond, in other words. There was a brief moment of opportunity for Grant at the very end of May as the armies moved into position near Cold Harbor, but nothing really came of it, and pretty soon both armies began to dig in, as they always did at this stage of the war. They were digging in Georgia. They're digging in Virginia whenever they stop. Confederate line ended up being just about 6 miles long, one flank anchored on the Chickahominy River and the other flank anchored on Totopotomoy Creek, a very strong position. Water on each side, strong entrenchments in between, ample artillery supporting the Confederate infantry. Grant examined his tactical options here, and he took into account a number of factors away from this immediate battlefield, and he reached the conclusion that he should launch major frontal assaults against the Army of Northern Virginia at Cold Harbor. Now, the question is, why should he do this? It's been a question that many people have asked because, as we'll see in a minute, the assaults were a disaster. Costly, they accomplished nothing. So the question, always with the wonderful view of hindsight, has been, why would Grant do something so stupid as to assault these Confederates in a strong position? Well, I think several factors helped persuade him that this was the course to take. First of all, after Sigel had failed in the Shenandoah Valley, Franz Sigel, after Newmarket, Grant had ordered a new general, David Hunter, to take 4 divisions, move into the valley, and apply the strategy of exhaustion to the valley. Gut the valley, in other words, take it off the Confederate logistical board to the greatest degree possible. And also, while he was there, said Grant, Hunter should try to disrupt the rail connections between the valley and the eastern parts of Virginia. Meanwhile, Philip Sheridan would take the cavalry corps of the Army of the Potomac and try to tear up railroads between Richmond and the valley and between Richmond and Lynchburg. Grant is trying to seal Lee off in a sense by cutting his rail connections to other parts of Virginia and to point south. Now, Grant wanted Hunter and Sheridan to be able to operate without worrying about troops dispatched from Lee's army to deal with what they were doing. So Grant hoped that a major effort at Cold Harbor would keep Lee's attention focused on him and prevent the deployment of troops from the Army of Northern Virginia elsewhere. So that's one factor. Another factor, I think, is that Grant was experiencing frustration. I think that he and Meade as well had expected to do better against Lee than they had done, expected to find an opening really to smash Lee. They had not been able to do that. Lee had anticipated again and again what Grant was going to do, and I think here Grant decided that he would apply brute strength and try to overcome the Army in Northern Virginia. Lee was in much that same frame of mind, if you'll recall, at the Battle of Malvern Hill back in July of 1862. I think some of that was at work with Lee at Gettysburg. And it's much like Sherman's attitude, I think, before Kennesaw Mountain. He was frustrated with Joseph Johnston, and so he tried a head-on approach. I think Grant also believed, however, that his troops could break through at Cold Harbor. He'd seen Union soldiers do it at Chattanooga. He had seen Union soldiers do it on May 12th in the Battle of Spotsylvania when they smashed through the northern arc of the Muleshoe Salient.